Yo Pods, check out Meet Mitch and Leewood for award-winning barbecue, outstanding atmosphere, and your destination to watch all your favorite March Madness action. Tailgating for opening day? Place your order online and pick up on way to the game. Meet Mitch Barbecue, East 95th and Mission in Ranch Martin or Shopping Center.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I can think of no two better people to spend my Friday nights with.
Naked and drunk.
Than Randy and Jake. Rudy and Josh.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Last hour of the week, we close it out as we do every week with Mick Schaefer of 41 Action News. Hey, Mick.
Hi, Josh. What's going on?
I'm just having a
Besides
good time.
Besides that shirt is going on.
This shirt is going on. And here's the thing. It's a black and white little Hawaiian number.
Yeah.
The fact that it's black and white means it's my, like, 10th most audacious shirt in my wardrobe. Like, this is relatively subtle for me.
Very tame.
I like to, you know, it's a casual Friday. You know, I got this undershirt here that I'm wearing under it because I'm not, you know, I'm leaving it open
a little bit.
It's a
great spot for an undershirt.
Letting
is
it breathe.
Under it.
Well, hold on. What's that? Oh, there's no sleeves. Oh, I'm ready. Whenever this hour's up, you're going to find me at literally any bar that's open after 10. And I got one dose of the vax. I did get one dose, by the way, since we talked last. Easter Sunday. Got a shot in the arm.
How'd it feel?
Perfectly fine.
You're fine after
I
that?
I honestly did not realize she had done the shot until
I barely
the
felt
Band-Aid
them.
Was on. I was like, did you?
Yeah, barely felt it.
Did I get faked out? Am I getting punked right now?
Yeah.
But then, yeah, my arm ended up being a little sore like 4 hours later,
yeah.
But if I would have done one push-up, it would have also been that level of sore.
Right. I don't believe that's a side effect of the shot. A really sharp needle went into your arm very
yeah.
deep. That's a direct effect. It should hurt. That's not a side effect.
Yeah, I did feel a little fatigued and very weak, but that was also before
Again.
I got the shot, so it's really I'm having a really hard time. Pinpointing where exactly to. You're double shots now, right? You got through both rounds?
I'm invincible.
I mean, really, you could. Lebo was saying he's about to hit. I think it's like a 2 week like incubation period after your second one before you can
be
go
fully on, yeah.
Lick public toilets or whatever.
I'm gonna do a superhero landing off a building. I'm gonna try that.
Oh, so this is the thing
weekend,
that people don't
yeah.
understand. The COVID vaccine keeps you from getting any illnesses and from all physical harm.
Yeah, you can't die.
You'll never die.
You're like Deadpool, basically.
Yeah. You made a Deadpool reference last week also.
It's one of my top 10 all-time favorite movies, so why wouldn't I?
It was very, very good. It's very good. You know what? I forgot. Something happened before this segment started that I want to revisit. Beards, do not let me forget to get back to this, because I'm going to ask, again, Mick's weekend plans, and I want to see where that ultimately takes us. I watched half of Birds of Prey, the like Harley Quinn sort of
yeah.
based movie. I did fall asleep. I heard it was mostly pretty good. It was fine, and then I fell asleep.
That was dumb.
I thought it was fine.
It seems like it's fine. Mike's a little quiet, Beards. It's a little quiet. Mick and I are loud boys.
That's also fair.
But I will say, I'll give you credit for this, in fact. Because last week you bullied me about not getting my shot yet
mm-hmm.
and not having gotten anywhere on Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
I'm now through the first half of season one of Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Five episodes. Or actually, I already seen the
what
first
do you think?
One. It's great.
It's great.
It's of course it's great.
It's just easy. It's light. It's wholesome. It makes you feel good.
Yeah. And then I got through episode five. I'm not going to, because Beards hasn't seen it yet. He now also has access to it.
The password that you've been borrowing.
Not only have I gotten halfway through that particular drug, I have also been like, hey, you want to hit? Here, take this take this USB drive. Just take it. Just see where it takes you. Just see what it makes you feel. But then I got through episode five. Episode five is a real kind of tearjerker moment that shows up at the end of episode five.
Tough one.
This show runs the freaking gamut, man. I've already forgotten what the specifics of the joke were, but there was some joke. Oh, it was a joke about branding. Oh. The joke about branding, and he said, "Oh, you know, I feel bad for the cows, but you got to do it." And then the boss lady does not react.
Mm-hmm.
I cracked up immediately.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the show says, now if we were in Kansas, I would be waiting for you to stop laughing right now.
Yep.
And I was still laughing at that moment, and I laughed again. It's just so good. It's just so good.
I've seen it twice, and there's a lot of things you don't pick up because he does talk fast.
Yeah.
And it's British humor as well thrown in there. And there's a lot of jokes that I missed the first time around.
If Girlfriend Renee doesn't watch it, on her own, I'm going to just like make her watch it, and then I'll watch it a second
time. Tie her down, like pry her eyes open with toothpicks, yeah. Make her watch it.
That's usually what I do, but I put earbuds in and I make her listen to this show just because I need some amount of feedback.
You need someone to listen?
Just literally anybody, because I know Beards doesn't. Rudy
doesn't.
He's not
listening right now.
You, I mean, like, no, he's on Reddit. Those are his Reddit eyes right now. But so we were chatting before we got started here. And I said, you know, what are you doing this weekend, whatever? So I said, hey, Mick, I'm going to Magic Radio, Theater of the Mind. Mick, what are your weekend plans?
Going to Omaha.
Omaha? What is this, Peyton Manning? Why?
My son has a basketball tournament.
You want to do how you made the joke you made the first time? Because I thought, honestly, if I can give you some notes, I think it was funnier.
What did I say?
Hey, Mick, why are you going to Omaha?
Stupid kid has a basketball
tournament. You're going to a children's basketball tournament.
Oh, that's right. I said, I'm going to my kid's basketball tournament. Not even my kid.
See, it's still
funny. I just like going to watch other people's kids play sports.
Beards, can you dump that? Can you dump the first take of it?
I will go outside and play catch, but with the neighbor's kids, not my own.
Yeah, that's honestly nice to have some versatility, less responsibility. You hit him in the head, you know, it's neighbor Mick, you know, conked our kid, but it's not your kid. Like, you don't have to worry about your health insurance or whatever for him. So what age range is your child, and also how tall is your child?
He's 14, eighth grade. He's playing up with the 15-year-olds this tournament. So going to probably meet some fellas in this tournament. He's 6'3".
He's 6'3" at age 14.
Yep.
Who do you think the father is?
We're looking into that. We tried to get with our coronavirus vaccines. Like, can you do a paternity test? That needle over there, could that be like just take some blood? And then you put under a microscope, we can see who it is. He looks just like me. He's built just like me.
Yeah.
I swear I was 6'2 at one time, but I'm already shrinking down to 6'1.
Yeah,
but I mean, here's the deal. We gotta really ramp it up because, I mean, yeah, I know, I might get to 6'4, but 6'4 is nothing really in college or in high school. So you gotta develop. You gotta be a shooter, more of a ball handler.
Yep.
So if you're a 6'4 post, whatever. There's a million of those. But if you're a 6'4 like shooting guard,
yeah,
okay, that's something.
Yeah,
that's something.
So that's the path right now. You're saying, listen, if they try to teach you a post up move, you tell that coach to F off.
That's the desired path. But right now they're running 4 out, 1 in, and he's the 1 in.
That's too bad. what this had inspired was we've gotten occasionally moments of Beards talking about his numerous athletic achievements, and I was having a very fun time imagining your 14-year-old 6'3 son just posting up Beards and just absolutely flattening. Now, most people don't know this. Beards has kind of, you know, people talked about like Charles Barkley, like his game basically revolved just around his ass, just shoving people out of the way.
That is the most important position, important body part in basketball, I will maintain, is your butt.
If you try to walk past Beards in the hallway, he'll just to stay on his toes. But Beards, what was the extent of your high school basketball prowess? You played in high school, yes?
Yes. 1A school at the time.
The good one, right?
Yeah.
We want to be number one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There were no cuts. So
good.
It was my first
year. Mic's a little loud now.
It was my first year playing competitive basketball as a freshman in high school. We beat two teams all year, one of which was like a Topeka team, and then the other one was the Kansas School for the Deaf.
Nice.
We were not good that year.
They got some athletes. Yeah, they got some facilities there too.
Absolutely. I was glad you beat the team from Topeka, so it didn't sound like bullying. Yeah, well, can bully. You, it's just about, you know, you guys finally got your dubs.
Were you guys sanctioned to like go to like the postseason with everybody else?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's where we beat the school for the Deaf.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I played a rec league basketball league. I think it was the summer of. One of my friends was on the team. I think said it was 10 years ago, so I would have been 16. I think we played either 6 or 8 games. We lost all of them. And we did have a game where the other team started fouling out and running out of players before we did.
Oh, boy.
And then we met them at 4v4, and I think we ended up losing that game by 3 points. Even though we were playing 5-on-4 for a decent amount of time. Also, Coach got ejected for throwing a chair. for kicking a chair. That was one of the heights of my athletic achievements.
That was your basketball athletic achievement?
And I'm not proud of it. It just happened, you know? It's just one of the things, that happened in my life.
That makes you like top 99 percentile of radio people.
That's probably true. I've put on sneakers before. It's not. I don't exclusively wear flip flops, so I've got that over somebody. That's fascinating. What is the experience like watching a bunch of? I mean, you've now been a dad for at least 14 years.
17 years.
17 years. Yep. I couldn't remember. Wasn't confident enough. At what point does watching your children play sports become not physically painful? Never. Or is there a bell curve in there somewhere?
So it's always great. I love it. I'm a sports fan, and I want them to do good. And thanks to their mom, they got a lot of athletic juice going there. And so,
is your wife roiding up your children?
Yes, okay. Literally. Another needle.
Yeah, there. A lot of needles in the Schaefer household.
So I love it. There are some low points. So 8-year-old baseball is the best. You want to know why?
Yeah.
It's the last year of machine pitch. And so they've been playing machine pitch for a couple of years. They got it down. They can all hit, and they can field a little bit. And it is a blast, and every game is like 22-20. And everybody's
happy. I was good at baseball.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, if you had a bad day, you were 2-for-4, maybe, right?
Right.
Everybody else, you're just raking. It's awesome. And then comes 9-year-old baseball, and that's the worst.
Yes.
Because that's the first year of kid pitch, and it is nothing but walks and strikeouts and tears. Those three things. Walks, strikeouts, tears.
I was going to say hit batters, but that includes tears.
I mean, you got to figure. I mean, that kid might be a head taller than you, might be bringing it at that point, which is, I don't know, 50 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But they're close, and he doesn't know where it's going.
Nope.
And you learn about happy feet, and you're like, okay, do I really want to play this?
Yeah.
And so
that was the last year I played baseball.
Yeah, participation level amount drops going from 9 to 10.
Yeah.
But no, I love it. So it's great. I'll be missing my oldest son play two high school baseball games this weekend. So yeah. A lot going on.
Whenever I said bell curve, I do think you hit, at least for me, that my brother played baseball for a while in kind of that age. I remember going to, like, kids playing T-ball, you have to divorce yourself from the idea that it's baseball at all. But on some level, it's tremendous entertainment because there's just nonsense happening. You get that sweet spot of machine pitch. We're having fun again. But whenever you are at that spot where a kid legally has to throw the baseball. You don't have a machine. You don't have coach pitch anymore either. Whenever a kid has to throw the baseball, those games get long.
Oh yeah,
those games get lopsided usually, because if you've got one kid who can throw strikes, nothing else matters. And those games became for me about how great the crinkle cut fries at 3-2 baseball
they're
were.
So good.
They're so
best
good.
Fries in town.
There was a thing going around. We talk about this. There's a version of this every week, basically. But recently I saw another, like, a pick three, and it was like waffle fries, curly fries, regular fries, crinkle cut fries. Most people were saying out of here with crinkle cut. And it's fine. The thing that kept me from saying that is the fact that I think to this day one of the best fries I've ever had are crinkle cut fries from 3-2.
With the cheese?
The so cheese, the, it's just they're the right amount of salt. Just a little ketchup with them. Also, they're beautiful.
The best deal is like for 3-2, they have 27 fields now. Like,
do they really?
We've been going there for some kid for some reason or another for like the past, I don't know, 13 years or so. And even to this day, varsity baseball teams play there. My son played there the other night against Shawnee Mission West. That's where they play their home games. It was awesome. Here I am back at 3-2.
Yeah.
Just depends on, and all 27 are basically different size fields, or like they have a cluster of different size fields. And so, yeah, 3-2 is the best.
I'm realizing, I mean, it's been an incredibly long time now since I've been there. And, you know, I could just, they don't ask you when you walk in, like, which kid you're related to, right? So I could probably just go and
it's funny,
just
they
get
do
the
now.
Do they actually?
With COVID, yeah.
Oh, that makes
for
sense.
For a lot of events to where, like, if there's limited tickets, you got to say, okay, you're with so-and-so. Okay, they check you off, and you and nobody else can go in under your name.
I'll just say I'm with Smith.
Get there early and say you're with Smith, and you'll probably be good.
So let's say post-COVID, looking for the entertainment, I need to get those fries back in my life. So I could probably just walk in. My thought is, what if I get some Oakleys and a polo with no branding, like just a Nike swoosh on the polo, and then just a notepad, and even like something that looks like it could be a radar gun. And then I'm just eating French fries in a bleacher all day with an IC, trying to not make eye contact with any of the dads who think that their 12-year-old is about to get a college scholarship.
Yeah.
I feel like that could be fun.
That'd be great.
I feel like that might be... Maybe that's my new character, you know? Maybe that's the mini series I'm going to develop. I just think it almost certainly turns dark at some point.
I would think so.
What's the heartbreak?
I mean, you're probably, I don't know.
Getting arrested? Isn't me getting arrested?
You'll get in a fight with an umpire.
Yeah.
Probably.
Ooh, that would be great. I get really, because there was the story of, I've forgotten his name, the famous journalist who like covered Muhammad Ali and wrote a billion things for a billion years. And then he started covering just like this local high school girls basketball
team. Dave Kindred.
Thank you.
Sporting News.
This might be my Dave Kindred sort of offshoot, is that I go there for the fries, but I get really invested in some 14-year-old baseball team, and I'm just living and dying with every pitch by the end of the season. They get screwed because some dork kid gets his elbow in the strike zone and grazes his elbow armor, and they refuse to call him out, and I think I'm mixing my storylines now, and then I get into a fight with an umpire. And then it becomes sort of a Brockmire situation, I think.
Yeah, I think so. And you know what? A lot of them are bad enough that you would have great reason to fight them.
I mean, I think that if you really took down one ump one time, I think it would be like beating up the biggest, toughest guy in prison. We're like,
umps will never mess with you again.
If you stone cold stun one like 19-year-old umpire, I think you're good for life.
They go
life.
Down to like 12 out there.
Do they really?
Yeah, there's some young ones.
Oh man.
Oh, yeah, 12-year-olds would call like 7-year-old baseball. Yeah.
Did you ever umpire?
I did.
What age were you umpiring at? I feel like this might
high school.
Did you ever eject anybody? Did you get into a fight?
No.
Any altercations?
I feel like I had thicker skin than most people back then, or maybe most umpires back then. Here's the deal, and it's a good thing. We're all like, we're all trying to make sure, okay, we're yelling less at the umps and all that, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, but in the process, the ump's skin has gotten really thin.
Yeah.
To where, I've seen like guys turn around after somebody says, ah, oh, come on. That's all I said. Ah, oh, come on. I'm like, you can't take that. You got to, it's an ump. You can't take it. Ah, oh, come on. It just, I mean, I don't even know what's coming out. It comes out before I know it. I said it. I'm like, oh, I didn't mean to say, ah, oh, come on.
I didn't mean
to say that. Your call was that bad, though. It elicited that response from me.
I think the cutoff line, the absolute tamest thing they should be even allowed to turn their head around for is if it's a come on blue, because then you're at least directing it directly. But even then, man, that is so tame. Like if you're not mother effing his entire family,
yeah.
I feel like we got to play ball here, folks.
We got to play ball.
This
absolutely.
Listen, I know that you're 16. You're just trying to get enough money to buy a movie ticket to go to take girls on dates during your sophomore summer, but. I think sophomore would be too young for 16. Listen, I was held back several times.
You turned 16 in sophomore year.
You're just trying to get movie ticket money. I understand that, but it is important to me that you call. Right now, my son is out there on that mound painting the black right now, and I need you to respect that for him.
You're going to be a great dad of a sports kid.
I think I'm going to be a roaming father of none, watcher of all, in my Oakleys, my polo, my flat brim cap, and a fake radar gun. Feel like that, or maybe I'll be an umpire.
It's funny, like with the younger kids, 12, 13, 14 year olds that are out there umpiring, their dads will come out and watch them and then also kind of police the fans.
Good. So, that's what I want.
You got different layers of authority there.
And then I need the dads of those dads. I need grandpas out there.
Policing the game. You got the fans policing the ump. You got the ump's dad policing the fans.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, I think that. I didn't realize that I missed that in my day-to-day life, but I think I did. Did you see the it was Mets Marlins, I think, where the guy stuck his elbow in the strike zone?
That was so bad.
We can't let them get away with this.
No. And the ump even said afterward, I should have called it a strike. Well, I mean, I guess it's a review thing, right?
Right. That's so they reviewed it, but that wasn't within reviewability, I guess.
You can review to see if it hit him, but you can't review to see if, like, okay, that was. Which, I mean, if you see it, I mean, come on.
That's the thing. I know Beards has said that he thinks he's in the minor. I think you might be with Beards on this. I'm not 100% sure. Beards is willing to, like, completely forego replay or at the very least pare it way, way down. I think what I would say is, hey, like, if you get to a monitor and you see something that you bleeped up, you can fix it because we all see it. Like, the thing that I hate is whenever we know in 3 seconds, just give the ump an earpiece.
Yeah.
When we know in 3 seconds watching on TV what happened, just fix it and play the game. But I don't know. I feel like you might just say, you know what, let's get back to 3-2. Let them play. Heckle the umps.
I think human error, I'm okay with human error being part of all sports.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't hated replay as much as I thought. I would do it, make it a time deal to where, like, okay, you have a minute and a half. Or less.
Yeah.
To reverse this call. And if your big ass waddles over there too late, then, okay, we're not moving on.
Yeah.
The fans are going to boo you. You sucked. You got to turn this around. Because the reviews in all sports take way too long. College basketball is the absolute worst at
it. I'll tell you what, man. The one sweet spot of a sort of disappointing national championship game was that game didn't end with 45 minutes of fouls and timeouts.
Every
and
time a ball goes out of bounds, we're pretty sure that guy, he was the only one over there in the corner knocking it out, but we're going to go take a look at that monitor.
We're going to see. Maybe it passed through him.
Let's take a commercial break while we go look at that on the monitor
here.
We'll be back right after these messages, and we're back, and they're still at the monitor. And they called it a charge. Now, there was no contact. They just said charge. I don't know. What just happened there? It's so frustrating because that's one that I don't know. Maybe it's just the time limit. Maybe we talk about putting a pitch clock out there. Everybody has to play by a shot clock. Maybe we just need a shot clock for all of the replay and everything.
Absolutely.
Usually we know within, again, like 30 seconds. I don't need the ump to go to a monitor. I don't need a ref to go to a monitor. I don't need anybody holding the tablet or going under a hood. Just let the head ref have a freaking AirPod in.
Yeah.
And then somebody in the communications booth can just go, yeah, that was he's out. That was out on him. That was a strike. What, he's out at first, whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. I think we can solve that problem with an AirPod and a shot clock.
I'd say 95% of the time we know the right call after, like, the first replay.
Yes. We just get to speed that up.
Yeah.
And we have the technology because we know it. Like, we at home know the answer before the umps do.
True story.
I feel like we fixed it. I feel like, guys, do we fix baseball? Usually,
did we?
All sports.
Usually,
just nail all sports.
Usually we don't fix baseball until, like, the All-Star break. The All-Star break is usually whenever we go, all right, how are we going to fix baseball? We've talked about giving all the players crack. There's a famous promo that is around here somewhere.
I saw the Twins got all vaxxed today.
Did they?
Second shot, I'm not sure.
I missed that.
Why has that not happened already?
Because Josh Allen is waiting for more information. I think that's got to be it, right? Like, I think if the team goes, yeah, let's just do it.
That might be a Minnesota thing because I think the Timberwolves just all did that.
Oh,
as well.
You know what? Yeah. That's actually a good point. I wonder if it would go state by state like that.
I mean, you don't have to do it, but just say, hey, here it is available.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go. They should have done that for the NCAA tournament. VCU would have been saved.
We got 30 shots right here in the clubhouse. Somebody come give me your shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. So we should be in charge of sports and, I think, governments and vaccinate. I feel like we're
and
really simplifying
CDC.
Some things.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like Fauci should be in charge of Major League Baseball. Manfred should be in charge of the CDC. And they should both really just be figureheads for us. And 3-2 fries should be available everywhere. I want every restaurant to have 3-2's French fries. Have you had 3-2's fries, Beards?
I've not.
Oh, dude, just go out. It'll be a little creepy, but you'll get past it. Just go out there, just by yourself, and go sit in the bleachers, or if they even let you in the bleachers, but sit with some people and just awkwardly kind of stare at them, and then go get some 3-2 fries, and then eat them, and then be like, all right, come on, here we go. I'm not. Hey, what do you say? I'm not. Just start cheering for random kids.
Just random players.
Yes. That's. He's got beards.
The fries will be worth it. If you get arrested, the fries will be totally worth it.
I think maybe we just do this as a show at some point, because this is an outing that I'm totally here for, where we go. I imagine it's still free. Yeah, I feel like during tournaments they charge you for admission sometimes or whatever.
Yeah, you got to charge. Yeah, you know, just at least $7 for you beards
to get into three and two.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
If you got a 12-year-old playing baseball, if I'm going to see a t-ball game, I got to give them $7 at the entrance.
Well, they don't play t-ball at 12. Which age are we talking here? A t-ball game? No, you won't have to. But I don't think they're doing t-ball at 3 and 2. They do coach pitch.
So am I paying a ticket for a coach pitch game?
Probably not, because that's a league game and it's on like a weeknight to where it's not a tournament. So yeah, if you don't want to pay, go coach pitch.
Yeah, so we'll go to a non-tournament, non-sanctioned coach pitch event. So here's what we're gonna do. You can
just take the show on the road.
Absolutely. Yeah. We can do a remote. But I can think of times with my family where I am 100% confident that we walked in and my mom and I would walk straight to the little hut with all the stuff. We just go get the fries, we get a couple of ices, and then you just go find an open spot on a bleacher and you sit down, eat the fries, and whenever something exciting happens, you clap. Maybe you get comfortable, you start a little chant, maybe you bring some of your own liquid from home, put it in the icy, mm-hmm. swirl that baby up, and then all of a sudden you're out there leading the chant. You're cheering, let's go, Jaguars or whatever, and we've got a nice little outing.
If your team, the side you're sitting on, starts losing, just walk over to the other side.
Nobody will notice.
No.
Nobody will
Ooh,
notice.
That's good. Here's the thing, man. Do you know how like outwardly weird you would have to be about it for anyone to confront you? Because as far as they know, you're Timmy's big brother from college. Yeah.
Not everybody knows everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. You're just roam around, whatever. And if all things.
And if somebody confronts you, says there's no Timmy on this team, you go, oh, wrong field.
You go somewhere else. This is field 12?
Not again.
Darn. Well, can you please point me to field 11? And it's like, yeah, it's right over there. And there's not a game happening. You're like, well. I gotta call my aunt.
Maybe I don't have a nephew.
Today's Wednesday, right?
Oh man, what year is it right now? I'm really confused. Yeah, no, my nephew Timmy, he's 12. It's 2009. What? And then all of a sudden, it really is a miniseries. Maybe that's where it turns tragic. I think we've solved a lot of problems here. This has been great. I missed 3 and 2 fries, and apparently. Coach pitch baseball. Let's take a break. Mick Schaefer, 41 Action News, is here. Whenever we come back, we'll talk about probably
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
They're good to have you guys while you're having me.
It's good to be had.
Yeah. No.
I'm happy to hear
I'll be had anytime.
We all just want to be had in life.
Yeah, we do.
That's it. Really.
Everybody just wants to be had.
Yeah.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
We've talked about T-ball, coach pitch, kid pitch, baseball with Mick Schaefer, 41 Action News, who's with us here for the remainder of the hour, as he is every Friday, to wrap up the week. You want to talk about the Royals a little bit? The answer can be no, but...
I would love to.
Let's do that. You know who could use a machine to throw for him? Brad Keller. How is that?
Well, he's basically been playing T-ball. He's been setting it up on a tee for them, okay?
It's been... So, listen, we talked to Lesky last night, we talked to Alec Lewis earlier. I think that it's still worth noting. We're in start number 2 for Brad Keller.
Absolutely.
It's a very small sample size. He's pitched a total now of, I still think, what, sub 5 innings with all the fractions of his two very, very underwhelming starts. And also, it seems like something's not right. If he ends up on the IL at some point, would not be shocking. They moved his start yesterday back a day. Even though it moved him from going up against the Cleveland lineup that would have been friendlier for his second outing than what happened to him yesterday against Chicago. So where are you at right now on Brad Keller, two bad starts, and how concerning you're allowing yourself to
I mean, it's two starts. It's small sample size. If it happens a third time, let's burn it all down.
Okay
that's where
good.
We're at.
Yep.
That's where we're at.
Yep.
No, it's been bad. It's been bad Brad, and we haven't seen bad Brad like that at all.
Bad Keller.
So all of that, factors in. It's still early. I, too, wonder, okay, is there something bothering him? After the game, though, he says, like, I need His answer is, I need to go back to challenging hitters. And I'm like, it feels like you are challenging them, and they are pushing right back. Feels like you've challenged them, and that's not been the issue. Had some walk issues, but he is getting, I mean, knocked around the ballpark. He's given up, granted, it was like 9 starts last year, but before the first inning ended of his 2021 existence, he'd given up more extra base hits than he had, or doubles than he had all of last season.
Yep.
And he's already there with like the extra base hits after 2 starts this year with the homers in Chicago. And you're right, that is not a great lineup to try to get right against. So it's so bad with guys not named, Brad Keller or Jacob. Well, no, sorry, Brad Keller or Brady Singer.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm like, when does Duffy pitch again? That's how bad it is. When does he pitch again?
Duffy
Junis was great too.
Yeah.
Can Duffy pitch too?
Duffy
I feel like he might be one of those guys that, like, when the other guys around him are struggling, that maybe he gains more confidence or relaxes more and maybe pitches his best.
Yeah.
I based that on one sample size, but he was great against the Indians. So I'm not ready to burn all down. We talked earlier today on the Zone of like the Royals are 3-3 and could really, really easily be like 1-5 right now.
Yeah.
Down 5-0 in one of those wins. Down 4-0 in another one of those wins. Thank goodness the offense has shown up in a couple of those bad starts. But yeah, they need to all of a sudden the first time through the order is the hardest to get out for these guys.
Yeah. It's been weird. You're right. That's a good, if not a bit of a bummer point, I guess, on how the season could have gone worse. Because look, we said this after the opening series, really after those first two games against the Rangers. Like that's as good as the lineup could possibly look, and it was a blast. Like it was fun, and I'm not trying to poke holes in all that in real time because I think having the season start in a fun and exciting way is good for business. It's good for talking about. It. I love it. But also, as of right now, those two games are the anomaly as they went up against a very bad baseball team.
Yeah.
And now they've played a not very good baseball team and a good baseball team, and it's not.
And they've been right in the middle. They won the series against the bad baseball team.
Yep.
They split the one against the not great.
Yep.
And then they're going to lose against the really good.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Hear me out here. This is my proposal. Just until we get out of COVID, maybe just 2021, you Major League Baseball teams just play one opponent for like all 162 games. And let's not make it too difficult. We just your bunk mate in spring training, whoever you your house
good.
With. In,
yeah.
Who's that? Oh, the Rangers? Okay.
Yep.
Just spitballing. Royals Rangers for 162.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, I think that's a great. I mean, I think that you came to that conclusion, honestly. I think it's you're right. You're just trying to go simplest. I would even say, you know what? And maybe the spring training thing is too specific because now they are back at their home stadiums and everything. You look at my AirPods case or the envelope.
Yeah, no, the AirPods case. That's fantastic. I didn't know what it was.
It matches not only my pop socket, but also my shoes. I am a checkerboard mess. If the spring training bunkmate thing doesn't work, you might have some logistical issues. You could just go with teams that you know, just how you lined up, let's say, at the start of the season. So whoever you open the season against,
sure, let's do that.
That's
whoever
just the
that
team
was.
That you're going up against. The Royals, who did the Royals open? Because they played, they're in the series of Chicago. And it was Cleveland
before that.
You know what?
It was
that.
The Rangers.
You know, all right. So let's, I mean, we've
God
decided.
Wants the Royals to play the Rangers.
And so,
okay?
And so do we. And so do we. I feel like that'd be for the best for everybody right now. I think that would really help their playoff chances. How are you judging the Royals
Partially.
For this season? I mean, you know, that's fine. Go ahead.
I mean, my win total was a lot less than a lot of people's.
Yeah.
I think I said like 72 or something like that.
So
last full season, they won just 59.
Yeah.
That would be a 13-game improvement. That would be a good improvement.
But so how, I guess, what are you looking for? How are you watching the 2021 Royals? Because that's
Eyes
the thing
closed.
That I think. I just hope people hear, I hope that the 7 people listening that hate when this show isn't sportsy enough hear me try and then give up. Because I will give up.
Yeah.
But I do. I occasionally do try. I just want people to know that. I'm gonna talk more about your kids' baseball games, Mick.
Sure.
For your basketball tournament?
Sure, absolutely. I'm all about kids' sport. 90% of my wardrobe is my kids' schools or sports teams or whatever. That's all I wear.
In your sizes.
Right, yes, okay. In my sizes. I don't, my 9-year-old daughter, I don't put on her softball pants.
Well, have you tried them?
Yeah, I think they're husky. So,
stretchy?
Yeah.
They can be comfortable. Baseball pants are great. Baseball pants are like historically like comfy, good comfy pants.
No, but everything is, what do they call it? Spirit wear. I got a lot of
spirit
wear.
You're wearing
wear.
Some spirit wear right now.
A lot of spirit
wear. One team, one family, Mill Valley Jaguars. That came out of a catalog for sure, right?
Well, I mean, we're 2-time defending state champs, so if you're going to make fun of Mill Valley, you're going to make fun of everybody. So
making fun? I was over here admiring it. I was asking, is that from a catalog, and do you have it on you?
No, the team thought of this slogan, I'm sure, themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. When's the last time you bought? We talk about your shoes pretty much every week. When's the last time you added to your wardrobe that wasn't TV apparel or spirit wear?
Oh, wow. Great question.
Thank you.
Great question.
Those are two categories.
Holy crap. So it would have to be, I'm glad you didn't say golf wear. So I'll get some golf polos and get some shorts. And then I recently got some blue golf pants on the way back from 810 over at Golf Galaxy. I don't know if they're a sponsor or not, if they have a competing company that sponsors here, but that's the truth. That's what happened.
Why don't you give them my card next time you go over there and tell them they can sponsor this hour?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get you some free. Listen, I'm like, you know what? That was kind of a joke. And then it got very much not a joke very quickly. Okay, so there are three. You know, there's the meme going around right now of different actors saying, like, they understood the assignment.
Yeah.
And it's like Gary Oldman in four drastically different roles or whatever, killing all of them. You have three roles that you can crush, which is TV anchor,
sure,
golf course, sports parent.
That's my existence right there.
Maybe
there's nothing else.
If you needed a fourth one, poolside, I guess?
Poolside, yeah.
I could see I think poolside, Nick.
We call it FAP. Friday at the pool.
I would suggest FATP probably if you're gonna do an acronym.
Well, the at could be dropped too, but a lot of times
FP
isn't included in the acronym.
I think FP is better.
FP, yeah.
FP is probably better for reasons.
Yeah, no, I have a poolside existence as well.
So we've got the Mick Schaefer action figure comes with four outfits.
Four outfits.
News anchor, sports dad, golfing, and let's just turn the acronym into a phrase, and then we'll say like Fap Mick.
Fap Mick.
Yeah.
That might be it. I mean,
So what's the action feature of this action figure?
Don't ask about the last one. Don't ask about the last one. He's in a pool, swimming.
Is there a radio outfit?
It looks like it's sports dad to me.
Yeah,
I think, or golf.
Or whatever I'm doing next is usually.
You've probably been in here in a collared shirt when you've got a thing to go do afterwards,
when I've
right?
got a lot of stuff to do, I don't think of like, oh, but I've got radio.
I was about to say the only one you haven't showed up in before is in a swimsuit, and that's not true. There was a Sports Saturday. Remember when Mick used to host sports? I kind of forgot that happened.
Sad time in my life.
I get it. You can hear me tomorrow morning on Baseball Tonight here, Saturday at noon here on Sports Radio 810. You absolutely came in to do a Sports Saturday one day wearing some pineapple swim trunks.
That's right. Yep.
So you have brought all four versions of your action figure to do radio, which I think is fitting. Because I think if you have a radio-specific outfit, it's a little sad, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe you don't have. Do you know what radio is? I mean, have you ever paid? Do you know what a radio does? It doesn't broadcast images of yourself. So yeah, I would ask that question if you have a radio outfit. You clearly don't.
It's just I've got this. I open my wardrobe and I close my eyes and I grab three items and I
they
throw
all
them
matched,
on.
Actually,
they do. I usually can find a color palette.
Actually, I maintain you're one of those guys that takes 3 hours to make it look like you spent 3 minutes getting ready.
I would say I spend 30 minutes making it look like I spent 3 minutes. I'll split the difference with you.
Okay.
Do we need to take another break, Beards? I'm pulling up the... We could. You want to do it now, Beards?
Sure, that works.
Well, here's the thing, you sent me a link.
I did.
And I'm trying to figure out what this is. This is about Deshaun Watson. We're not going to do that. We'll take a break and I'm going to ignore Beards' text.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
The more dead puppies there are in the world, the more that's going to dilute the cuteness of the puppies that we have right now. Less puppies means more cute, okay? They said it in Incredibles.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Last segment of the hour, last hour of the week, last show of the week. Mick Schaefer, 41 Action News, here with us for a few more minutes. Talking about action figures, outfits, fashion.
What are those little things you can make, the three-dimensional, the dubes? Is that it, of yourself?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we've got some dubes.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen them around here.
Yeah.
We got a, I think they are called something else now. Hold on, I have the card. I literally have the card in my backpack, because it's one of those things I've been meaning to follow up on for a little while now. You okay, Mick? You're like shaking out your hands in a way.
So Thursday's my last day of the week for TV, right? I come in and I do
3DHQ now is the name of the place that makes your little thingies. Hours and hours of radio.
But I'll get home at like 11 o'clock, 11:30 on a Thursday, and my week's over. So I'm like, you know what? I want to have a little cocktail, have a little snack, right? A little nightcap, a little week cap, if you will. I know you will.
I will.
So I did, and I started watching some Netflix, and next thing I know, it's 3:15, I'm still watching Netflix, or it's still on, and the drink's still in hand, and I didn't get as much sleep as I should have last night.
All right, so double barrel question here. What were you watching, and what was the nightcap? You can learn a lot about someone's last drink.
This was the nightcap was Sailor Jerry and Coke.
Great. Absolutely love. That's a spiced rum?
Spiced rum.
I personally end up being a little Captain Morgan boy most of the time.
Deal.
But give me a big jug of spiced rum, ooh, baby.
Ooh. And then I watched, The Real Story of White Boy Rick. You heard about that?
No.
I think Matthew McConaughey made a movie about him. And this supposed teenage drug white kingpin in Detroit back in the 1980s, and he is the longest serving inmate for a juvenile nonviolent crime in history. Like he's still in jail from like the 1980s for like drugs, basically possessing too much drugs.
Yeah, so
and he kind of got railroaded.
I saw
White Boy Rick.
I think I saw a trailer for this.
It's on Hulu. It has Matthew McConaughey and Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Yeah, that's the movie. I watched the documentary.
Okay.
That's on Netflix.
Interesting. Huh. All right. And would you recommend it?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the movie also? Do you have a preference?
No.
Okay.
I haven't. I might now.
Is it Hulu? Is it a documentary that's like a nice tight like hour and a half?
Yeah.
Or is it like a seven part?
Hour 20. Yeah, great.
I can get in on that. I understand the appeal that the flexibility that comes with a 7-part docuseries. I don't necessarily have the attention span or the time for that most of the time.
Yeah.
So I just need you to, if you can't tell me this, listen here, Last Dance. If you can tell me that Michael Jordan was a bleep hole and he was really good at basketball in less than 9 hours or whatever it ended up being.
Yeah.
I think I could have gotten that in a
Somebody
little smaller
had a tweet
package.
The other day. It was the two Oprah memes, and it said, 2-hour movie, and it's Oprah throwing her hands up like this. 10-hour, 10-part miniseries, and it's Oprah, like, listening intently. Right.
So what is the what's the best thing that you've watched? If it's that, then I'll take your second best thing. No, within the week or month or whatever.
I watched The Murder Among Mormons.
Boy, that seems like Netflix. Something Renee would absolutely
How
love.
How do you not know about this stuff? You have nothing going on in your life. That's, plenty of time for Netflix.
That's exactly right. You're telling the truth. I'm also not a huge like true crime
Oh, that's the biggest
person, but,
genre
but
for me.
It's Renee's absolute favorite thing.
You can stop saying goodbye to my mom at the end of the show, and you can start seeing if Renee wants to come over and watch wants to watch crime documentaries.
Absolutely.
You.
Give me the true crime documentaries.
Yeah.
All about it. I mean, back in the day, it was so easy to murder somebody. They didn't have cameras all over the place.
Absolutely.
Nobody had phones. Nobody's tracking anybody.
Like,
if you got caught murdering somebody, you were just a sucky murderer.
Absolutely. You could leave behind a pool of your own blood, and until like 9 minutes ago...
Everybody has red blood.
Oh,
so
hey, this is
what
blood.
Are we going to do?
This could be from a butcher shop. This could be pig's blood on the ground. Until I'm pretty sure like 2012, we had no way of even finding out if blood was human or
it's
not.
It's a bad time to murder people now.
You can't murder people.
No.
It's just not... Now it's just that... You're playing on super hard new game plus mode. Like, it's just, you could murder anybody until at least the
60s. My funniest thing, even the 80s, I think. My funniest thing in from Learn Funniest Best on the Zone this week was from Murder Among Mormons, because they asked this old Mormon dude who had worked with, like, this con artist, this guy that had forged a bunch of documents, right?
Yeah.
And he said he was amazing at it. He was impossibly good. He goes, it was like working with the Michael Jordan. Hold on. The Michael Jordan of forgers. It was like playing with Michael Jordan. It was like playing with Brett Favre. It was like playing with Ryan Sandberg. And I'm like, you just got progressively worse on your star athletes, right? Brett Favre, I can give you, okay, but probably not even a top five quarterback of all time.
Right.
Where's your Tom Brady reference, right? Give me a Joe Montana, right? Something like that. Jim Brown, we're talking about the greatest football players ever. And then Ryan Sandberg.
The Michael Jordan of baseball.
We went with a second baseman from the Cubs in the 80s? What are we doing?
He clearly went.
You said Babe Ruth.
The Babe Ruth.
How's Babe Ruth not mentioned?
Clearly, what I think that guy showed you there is that he started with a sport he was most familiar with and then just took a step down and a step down and ended up at Brett Favre, Ryan Sandberg. Like,
well, so we deduced it. He's clearly from Chicago.
Gotta be.
Because he loves Ryan Sandberg, loves Michael Jordan, and Brett Favre used to beat the crap out of the Bears all the time.
Great point. And there's not a Bears quarterback.
There's no Bears quarterback.
That is such a good point. Yeah, because if you're a Bears fan trying to come up with the best quarterback that has been in your hemisphere,
undefeated against us,
it's Brett Favre, because all he ever did was dunk on your terrible team. You can't say he was the Rex Grossman of forgeries, because that does not imply a whole lot of success.
Jay Cutler forgeries.
Jay Cutler, what were they forging?
Mormon documents. It's like apparently this big, dangerous industry was Mormon document trading and selling. Like, also, so
what's a Mormon document?
Well, like Mormonism is a really, really new religion, like
right.
from the 1800s.
Yeah,
right. And so a lot of them were like Joseph Smith's letters, his mom's letters.
Interesting.
Stuff like that. There's scripture that's involved. And a lot of it was, as it turns out, just made up crap that people would pay
right.
a lot of money for.
That doesn't seem possible.
Yeah. So, that's something I watched recently, Josh.
Thank you for that.
You bet.
That was really, I'm glad to know about
both
of these shows.
If my homework for this show is just watching stuff on Netflix, then I'm your guy. I'm your Michael Jordan. I'm your Brett Favre. I'm your Ryan Sandberg, all rolled up into one. By the way, it's Ryan Sandberg. It's not Ryan. It's Ryan.
I will screw that up forever.
But regardless.
I will say, if you can just watch a Netflix doc and try to get some of those 3-2 fries and just report back. Just report. Tell me that they're still magical.
They play on Friday nights. I could go get some and bring them
back.
Studio.
Can I Uber Eats or like Postmates
or
DoorDash 3-2? Man, I would murder someone in the 60s for an icy and some 3-2 fries right now. This was wonderful.
You get off. They wouldn't catch you.
I would not be convicted.
Right. That was a better way of saying it.
Mick Schaefer, 41 Action News. Say bye to my mom.
Hey, Renee.
No.
You are listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.